This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
My name is Paul, and I've been part of the editorial team at C-SPAN for many years. We're dedicated to bringing you unfiltered public affairs coverage from Washington and around the country that respects your ability to watch or listen and think for yourself. Your financial support will help ensure that C-SPAN can continue that effort as people migrate to new platforms for news and information. Please consider supporting C-SPAN's nonprofit operations with a tax-deductible donation today. Visit cspan.org/donate to learn more.
Hi, I'm Shannon Rice, the podcast producer here at C-SPAN, and I'm joined by my colleague, Rachel Katz. Our Q&A program has been going through some changes, and we are joined this week by the show's new host, Peter Slen. Thanks for joining us, Peter.
Shannon, good to talk to you.
What about Rachel?
And Rachel, not so good to talk to you.
Well, I'm going to start. You are clearly a veteran host here at C-SPAN. You do The Journal, you've done In Depth, you do book festivals, election nights. So what makes you excited to take on the Q&A time slot?
Well, the beauty of Q&A is it's a one-hour interview, and you get an entire hour to dissect a book, dissect a person, et cetera, et cetera. Q&A will be back with new episodes on January 27th. We have to get through Iowa and New Hampshire, and we're saving those Sunday nights for election coverage. And then on January 27th, we are kicking off with the just-retired, longtime Senate historian, Betty Coed. There's a new book out. It's called Scenes from the U.S. Senate, People in Scenes from the U.S. Senate. And she does an absolutely amazing job of talking about the Senate and talking about its 200-plus year history, and it's really a wonderful way to kick off the new program. The hour went by so fast, we could have easily done a two-parter.
Peter, what are you most looking forward to in hosting Q&A?
You know, Shannon, it's the diversity that we can bring to topics. We can have the Senate historian. We are taping one for week two about Charlie Chaplin. Charlie Chaplin versus America. And at one point, he did not return to this country for 30 years. And there's a lot of politics involved. Hedda Hopper, Richard Nixon, Joe McCarthy. It's a really rich story. So we have the ability to look at different things.
So it sounds like it's not always necessarily going to be a new book and an author that's out there. So how are you going to pick the topic or the book that you're going to focus on for a week?
Rachel, that is a really tough question because we do it organically and we do it in a C-SPAN way. It will be a case that I will see a book and I'll say, let's do this book for Q&A. Or Nick Rival, who is the longtime producer of Q&A, will bring in a book such as the Charlie Chaplin book and say, this sounds fascinating. And I sat down with it, read it, put my notes down, put a rundown together. It's a really organic, human level, knowledge-based process. There is nothing scientific or on paper about how we do this. And this is part of C-SPAN's 40-plus year history. This is how we've done things. Hey, we should get that hearing. Hey, we should cover this event. That's a good book for us, etc. And y'all know how this works here, Shannon and Rachel. I mean, one of you guys might come to me, say, hey, here's a good book, and say, let's do this topic. Or, man, this was a really interesting person. I'd love to learn some more about them, that type of thing. And that's one of our strengths, is that we have not made this formulaic in any way.
Well, Q&A makes such a great podcast. I'm a longtime podcast listener of Q&A. And this is obviously going out to our podcast audience. So I think they should hear from this that they're about to get a wide variety of new topics that they're going to be able to listen to. And you're taking over, Shannon mentioned that, you know, Susan Swain used to host and Brian Lamb before that. So is anything make you nervous about taking over their time slot? Have they given you any good tips? Do you anticipate Brian also has a great podcast out right now? Book Notes Plus, do you anticipate any fights over which one of you will want to do a certain new book that's coming out?
Well, A, we know who's going to win that fight.
I think we do.
Brian and Susan have not said a thing. They said, have fun.
That's great.
And no, it's a blessing. It's a complete and utter blessing. You know, we all know Brian's style, blah, blah, blah. And he's very, very good. But Susan's a little underrated when it comes to this. When you listen to her interviews, they are well-researched, insightful, and always get to the nub of what she's trying to do. So she did the show for, gosh, 8 years, 5, 8 years. So on top of being, you know, the co-president of C-SPAN, so she had her hands full.
I found myself, both when Brian hosted and Susan, that if it was a topic that what I just read who the guest was and I was like, I don't think I'll be that interested, I would listen anyway. And I would always find something that surprised me and was interested. So I think for our podcast listeners, they are going to be able to expect the same from Q&A. And if you're not listening to Book Notes Plus that Brian hosts, you should be subscribing to that as well.
Well, you know, Rach, that goes all the way back to the founding of C-SPAN, the founding of Book Notes. When Book Notes went on the air in 1989, Brian would find these books that were pretty esoteric sometimes. And you'd sit down and you go, why do I care? And the next thing you know, 45 minutes has passed and you're wondering if there's more. And the whole hour goes. So this 8 p.m. Sunday time slot has a rich history at C-SPAN. Knowledge-based, hopefully interesting, a calm conversation about a relative topic or an unknown topic. And that's when it gets really interesting.
How do you prepare for an episode? What's your research look like?
Yeah, I should have brought in the Charlie Chaplin book. I have maybe 8 pages of notes. I read every word in the book. That's how I prepare when it comes to books, especially on a Q&A. And then I go through and I write up my rundown, send it over to Nick, and he adds, subtracts, adds videos. And that's how we prepare. It is a reading of the book. And that's the whole point. We want to talk about this book. Betty Coed. All right. You've been a Senate historian since 2015, and you've been in the office since 1998. There's a lot of rich history in those 25 years to talk to her about. And I guess I have enough of a knowledge base about what happened in the last 25 years because I am older than dirt that I can talk about some of those events, but get her angle, her inside information on them.
Brian famously did 801 episodes of Book Notes. You are young enough. Do you plan on beating his record, getting anywhere close?
801, huh?
801.
Well, if you go to the C-SPAN video library and type my name in, I think I'm up to 15,000 interviews. So, Brian's got some catching up to do, I think.
Great.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here today, Peter.
Sundays, 8 p.m., C-SPAN, kicking off January 27th after New Hampshire and Iowa.
Fantastic.
And new podcast episodes will drop that same day.
Thanks for joining us.